capacity constraints. Our actually role confusion, why content teams can't scale until they separate planning from execution. Most content teams think they're short on writers. What they're actually short on is people who can decide what to write. The symptom looks like capacity, backlog stretching into quarters, missed deadlines, quality slipping as volume increases. The diagnosis is usually headcount, but adding more writers to a team that hasn't separated planning from execution just multiplies the confusion. You end up with more people making different judgment calls about scope, angle, and depth, each one convinced they're interpreting the brief correctly. The real problem isn't effort. Here's the pattern I see repeatedly. A content manager assigns a blog post about best practices for data security. The writer spends a day researching, realizes the topic could go 10 different directions, picks one based on what seems interesting, writes 1,800 words, and submits it. The manager reads it and says it's not what they meant. The writer revises. Two more rounds happen. A week later, a decent piece ships, but it took 4 times longer than anyone budgeted, and no one can articulate why. The problem isn't effort or skill. It's that the writer was handed a planning problem disguised as an execution task, when planning and execution blur. When planning and execution live in the same role, every assignment becomes a negotiation. The writer has to guess at audience, purpose, competitive context, and success criteria. They're reverse engineering strategy from a 2-line creative brief. Even talented writers will land in different places because they're filling in gaps with assumptions. The team calls this lack of alignment or inconsistent output. It's actually role confusion, what separation actually means. Separating these functions doesn't mean creating hierarchy. It means creating clarity about what decision rights live where. Planning answers. Who is this for? What job does it need to do? What does success look like? What's the scope? Execution answers. How do we structure this? What examples work? How do we make it readable? Most teams blend these because they think planning is quick and execution is slow. The opposite is true. A writer who knows exactly what they're building can produce a first draft in hours. A writer who's also figuring out what the piece should accomplish will spend days in false starts. The SaaS team that doubled output without hiring. I worked with a SaaS company whose content team was producing 6 blog posts a month with 3 full-time writers. They wanted to double output and were planning to hire. When I looked at their process, writers were spending 60% of their time in what they called research and outlining, which was actually strategic planning. They were deciding positioning, identifying gaps in the market conversation, and determining what angle would differentiate their take. We didn't hire anyone. We moved all positioning and angle decisions upstream into a planning role. Someone who built detailed creative briefs that included competitive context, the specific reader question being answered, and what the reader should think or do after reading. Writers went from 6 posts a month to 12, with higher consistency and fewer revision rounds. Planning doesn't have to be a person. The planning role doesn't have to be a person. It can be a process owned by a strategist, a product marketer, or even a well-structured template that forces the right questions before assignment. The point is that someone decides the strategy before the writer opens a blank document, where AI actually helps. This separation also makes automation and AI actually useful. Right now, most teams experiment with AI at the execution layer, using it to draft or expand outlines. But AI applied to unclear strategy just produces more unclear content faster. When planning is rigorous, AI becomes a legitimate accelerant. A writer with a detailed brief can use AI to generate example frameworks, test different structures, or speed up research because they know what they're looking for, the writer resistance. The resistance to this split usually comes from writers who see planning as the creative part and execution as diminishment. But execution is where craft lives. A writer freed from guessing at strategy can focus on structure, clarity, pacing, and examples, the elements that make content readable and persuasive. Planning without execution is just a Google Doc. Execution without planning is a lottery. What scaling actually requires. Scaling content isn't about producing more. It's about producing more of the right thing consistently without burning out the team. That requires knowing what right means before anyone starts writing. When planning is separate, you can evaluate it independently. Does this brief give a writer everything they need? Can 2 different writers produce similar quality output from it? If not, the brief isn't done. The standardization advantage teams that make the separation can also standardize execution in ways that were previously impossible. When every writer is also a strategist, you can't build templates or repeatable structures because everyone's solving a different problem. When execution is isolated, you can identify patterns. All product comparison posts follow this structure. All how-to posts need 3 examples and a decision framework. Suddenly, onboarding new writers takes days instead of months, where the bottleneck really is. The capacity constraint was never about hours available. It was about decision-making bottlenecked in the wrong place. Every writer making strategic calls in isolation creates exponential complexity. One person or process making those calls upstream creates linear scale. If your content team is underwater, audit where strategic decisions are actually happening. If writers are choosing angles, determining scope, or debating what the piece should accomplish after the assignment is made, you haven't separated planning from execution. Fix that before you hire, before you add tools, before you cut scope.